What's up, guys? How are you? How are you? How's your day? How's it been going? Today is a remarkable day for this season because it's already the last episode. The episode 10 of the season 2. Can you believe it? I mean, it's been so long since I've started this podcast, and feels like it was yesterday that I was making a couple of announcements and a couple of episodes. And by the way, I'm so sorry for keeping you wait about the Twitter page that I have. I will not tell you when to start it. I'm just trying to figure out how to start the page yet, because I already told you before that I was going to create a page, or a Twitter page, maybe a Facebook page about it. But you know, with all of the bombarded time and activities that we have, the workloads, it's kind of draining, to be exact, and draining to the point that we can't even find time to rest, because you know, as junior college students, it's a hard path towards the goal that we want. And of course, I know that you can relate to, especially to those who are college students, especially in time or within the time of pandemic. And of course, the college graduates, I'm sure you can relate. But it's been a hard time. It's a tough decision to make to continue studying in the middle of nowhere. I mean, in the middle of a situation that we are in. It's hard for everybody, as it's hard for young people. I felt bad for them. Like, they're kind of secluded with modules and video stuffs. But for college students like us, like, we only have two options: asynchronous and synchronous classes. And when we have synchronous classes, and then we still have to do activities, it's kind of contradicting. For an example, last week I was doing my exam, my preliminary examination in a subject, and then this particular professor had us with synchronous class or asynchronous class. So basically, it's a different professor. So the professor who gave us the examination paper is a woman, and the teacher or the professor that had our classes or that conducted a synchronous class is a man. So basically, while I was doing that exam or prelim exam, I was listening to his discussions. Like, really? Like, I almost lose my focus during that time because I was struggling with the time. And we have our classes, and you know, we do a participative discussion about the topics. So my mind was I was brain dead for the particular moment. And I don't think it's just a particular moment that got me to brain damage or brain deadness or brain death. Like, it's been so much of a pressure during the time, because I knew that I was going to be called to answer questions and blah 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 and everything. And then I was struggling to continue my exam because my mind and my ears are ringing, because I'm trying to grasp my professor's point when he was talking, or while he was talking. And then my mind is secluded with the idea of answering the questions in the examination. So, I said, screw this. Screw this. You know, I don't know if a lot of professors do this, but based on our experience, the deadlines are really deadly because they will only give you a few hours before you pass the paper, or if not, until tomorrow, or if not, until a certain time. And it's kind of hard to insert your time and do your time management for the particular moment, because you are secluded with a lot of thoughts, you're secluded with a lot of problems lately, and then the time is just, it's hard to adjust your management or time management if you're really surrounded with a lot of workload. Kidding aside, it's just a gist of what happened. That's why it took me a while again to post a new episode, which is the last episode. And today, yeah, after the kidding aside part, we're going to talk about... Is this a discussion? I mean, this is not an asynchronous or asynchronous activity or a discussion, but I hope that you listen to this. Well, it's still pandemic, and you know, this is the last of our episode. Like, it's a contrast, or it's a different perspective of how much we want to go far longer than we can have imagined in a relationship. You know, this is the last season of the love season for this Nightcast podcast. For our first ever season before, we were talking about life and all, personal experience, personal conflicts. For the last episode, I want to make this a bit memorable. I don't know if the last season was memorable for you, but I want to make this memorable in a sense that we can have a question, or I mean, we can ask ourselves after, is this what I'm feeling right now? Those types of questions. You know, I've mentioned before that I have a boyfriend, but that was before. That was long gone. It was a long time ago. And I'm sorry if I didn't mention that we ended things. But, you know, just based on my experience and the lesson that I've learned during that time is that do not ever ask a person to call you or to text you even after a fight if you're no longer okay with each other, because they will really take the chance to not talk to you, like, ever. It's like the same that happened to me before. Like, I was anticipating about something that person wanted to do, or something that he wanted to say, and I was anticipating for an initiative coming from him, and it didn't get that. What I got in return is that canceled calls, canceled chats, whatever it is. So I told to myself, okay, Jenny, stop this nonsense right now. Your mind is secluded with a lot of things, and this doesn't help your career at all, and it doesn't help your mental health at all. Oh, for the next season, we're going to talk about mental health. It's not movies for now. It's about mental health awareness. It's all about understanding the self. So I had a subject when I was in first year college. It was called this understanding the self, and it's under a psychology subject. But now I have a political psychology. It's a psychological subject, or it's about a psychology subject, but in a more political way, how politics or political people behave, the way that they behave. But before understanding the self, who are you, or who am I? Am I a dumb person, or am I a person with a lot of dignity, with a person with a lot of goals in life, you know? But yeah, for the next season, we will talk about understanding the self, and yeah, you know, it will be the title: understanding the self one, understanding the self two. Yeah, kidding, but yeah, we can do that partly. Anyways, let's go back to our topic. Looking beyond that line, I already asked myself once, what is your end? Or what is my end? I already used a lot of words like secluded and stuff earlier when I was talking, but where am I today? And what is my end? Yes, I'm here physically, but where does my mind takes me to? Where does it leads me to? I mean, where does it lead me to? What does it have that I don't? You know, like the other half of me, what does it have that I don't? What part do I need to improve? Those were the questions that I've asked myself, especially during those times that I felt that it was all my fault. After blaming that person, but I realized, you know, but then I realized that life doesn't work that way. We blame people, or we blame them sometimes for those faults and promises that they've said or done, which made a huge impact to your personal situation. My mind and my life was perpetrated with that situation before, and I've learned to get out of that and snap out of everything that connects me to it. So what have I done? I just let it go. Sorry for my face. Just let it go. Like, really, you're already clouded with a lot of thoughts. Don't let that fool you again. Don't let that ruin who you are. You're a strong and independent person. This isn't only a message for women. This is also for men who experienced emotional, mental, maybe spiritual too, and physical exhaustion is a word. Like, when we say we're tired, it's just a simple meaning for me, but when we say we're exhausted, it's a different meaning. Yes, we're tired and all, it's still important, but exhaustion, it feels like we're not only tired about the day, about the work or the study that we have, we're tired of everything. Exhaustion is being a barrier. It's like a barrier for yourself and your other half. The only problem is, it's you and your other half. Like, I didn't say that you need to have a twin, literally. But I say that you need to remind your other half or your other personality about what is happening. Because that other part of you says that it's okay, just live free, carefree, stress free. Just get along with it. But once you're on the other side, it tells you that there's so much more to this. There's so much more. My dear friends,
our colleagues,
my kiss colleagues, yeah, we can work on that. My dear friends, it's a different perspective. It's a different perspective about how we change our thoughts or everything that comes along with it. We just need to find time to insert ourselves. We need to be mentally prepared for it. That's why I'm going to go over the mental health or understanding the self on the next season 3. Because it's a nightcast podcast, and I told you it's like a slumber party, and we're just talking about stuff, you know. But yeah, I mean, anything can be said, anything can be worked out. We can talk about a lot of things. Because it's just like a slumber party, and I'm telling you a story, tell you an experience. But the fact that you don't reply to me, or I mean, you can't reply for me. For me? I mean, you can't reply to me during this moment that I'm talking. It's like we're having a relationship. And kidding aside from this, those relationships that we have, they will just teach us how to be better. Remember, you date not to just date. You date to marry. You date to spend your life or the rest of your life with someone who understands, loves, cares, and gives you. And gives you the level of understanding that you need. Not all people can talk and hear your thoughts, but can understand. We can all hear and talk at the same time, but it's rare to have someone who really understands you, who deeply understands you. It's a type of connection that we need to go over, or we need to take control. So my dear friends, remember this. Coming from your night kiss buddy, this love season is about to end once I end this episode. Love will be love, okay? It's nice. It's full of warmth. Like, even if you're not certain about things, as long as you have that person to guide you and the person to share something with you, and you share the same thing with them, you feel contented in a way. But I'm not saying all of us experience that. Even me, I don't experience that anymore for now. We just need to be patient. Let's go along with the flow. Love can find its way through our hearts, and God will provide, and God will do the rest. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Oh my gosh, it's the end of this episode. Oh my goodness. It's been a long run, right? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for trying to keep up with my jokes, with my lame jokes, lame mommy jokes. And for putting up with my voice for almost a few months. Wow, it's been a long ride for me. It's been a long ride. The only thing that I can promise you or not, I mean, I'm not trying to promise you anything, but I can assure you that I will continue this because I want to help you. Not because I just want to express myself, but I also want to influence a lot of people, especially you, my dear listeners, who were always been there and who are always there. Thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart in the Night Kiss podcast. Thank you, and this is Jenny leaving you with a tootsie tootsie good night. Ciao.